St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Welcome home. Right now, Lutheran Senior Services has apartments available featuring the very best in housing for older adults with limited financial resources. With 10 area locations, Lutheran Senior Services Affordable Housing offers communities that are affordable, convenient, and secure. It's where neighbors become friends and staff feels like family. Lutheran Senior Services serves older adults of all faiths. Visit lssaffordablehousing.org or call 314-262-8225 today.
Did you know canine athletes have at least twice the athletic endurance of human athletes? That's why Purina Pro Plan dog food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition formulated to help fuel your dog's natural athleticism. Join the Pro Plan Facebook page today for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog excel on his journey towards achieving greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. So, choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Step to B Square.
.415 at the Big 550 KTRS. It is the large morning show in the afternoon. Great to have you along here on this New Year's Eve Eve. Working our way till 2012. And it is time now for Joe Hipperson, Hip on Entertainment on a Friday. He'll let you know what's going on around town this weekend. I imagine there's lots of stuff going on for New Year's Eve. And Joe is brought to you by Auric. They have seven stores around the St. Louis area. Auric.com is the website. Go in, check them out. Tell them you enjoy listening to Joe on the Big 550. And here he is, Joe Hipperson, everybody.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So is it, I'm sorry, you're supposed to say hi to me first.
How you doing, Joe?
Great, Bill. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Now, that bites, because I was the question I was going to ask is it all right for me to say to you now, Happy New Year.
Ah, sure, who cares?
Yeah.
Well, okay,
well,
why not?
Well, you won't see each other before the New Year.
Now,
so.
See,
that's what you think.
Right. See, now Bill is already anticipating the fantasies that I've had in my head for quite some time. I just mean of us being friends and hanging out, you know? I mean, come on. I don't know what you got going on New Year's Eve.
You want to crash his first trivia show?
Yeah,
on
my
New
first
Year's
trivia
Eve?
Show starts Saturday, Joe. So
Saturday night?
Yeah,
New
my
Year's
first,
Eve?
First one, yep.
Wow. Okay.
9 to 11.
That's right.
Look at that.
He's tossing the trivia around.
That's right.
Tossing.
You know, I'm actually hosting. No, you know what? I'm hosting a trivia night tonight. Now, I'm not trying to front on your turf, man.
Really, it's okay.
No, there's some really great union electricians that have put together a great trivia night for the Grubel family, and they asked me to host it. I said yes. I think they had about, you know, a handful of people going. Now they're packing the joint in with over 500. So
hey, look at that.
Nice. Holy cow.
Yeah. Where's this?
Well, I said I was Bill Cleveland. So
I
got this big Adrian Brody nose that I got at a costume shop.
Oh,
put
goodness.
That thing on. They just
yeah,
say,
well, why don't you walk in and see how tall you are? They'll go.
Well, I'm gonna go in on my knees like John Leguizamo and Moulin Rouge. You know, just do the knee thing with a cape.
Or Dorf on golf. You could
yes.
do like Dorf.
That might work. So I actually, let me ask you, because you're the trivia guru. So they had never put anything like this together before. And they said, hey, you know, Hipperson. I mean, hey, Cleveland. I'm like, yes. Yeah, Bill Cleveland. That's funny. Like, we need you to do everything. So we need 10 rounds, 10 questions, the whole nine. So I had to come up with all 100 questions
wow.
on my own. I picked one category, and I called it New Year's Eve, because it's going to be New Year's Eve Eve. I'm doing it tonight. Is that cheesy, or, I mean, do you think that's a cool
move? No, I
think
so. I think people like that.
Are you going to be doing some New Year's Eve trivia on Saturday night?
Well, what do you mean? Do you mean
like a year in review kind of trivia?
No. I mean trivia about the event of New Year's Eve.
No.
Really?
I will have trivia about, like, 2011, stuff that happened in the previous year. But
now, see, I'm a fair guy, and I believe in fair play at all times. So if there's any loyal AM and the PM people listening, and they are already planning, because they bought the ticket to go to this trivia night that I'm hosting tonight, then I'll just, what if I throw you, like, one or two of these New Year's Eve questions I got? Yeah. And if they're listening, they're going to get free answers.
Hey, oh, bonus.
Right? And I'll see how cool Bill is, right?
That sounds good.
Who?
We can all play, though, right?
I don't care. Yeah, it's fine. It's your show, man. You're sitting in the big chair. All right, I'm basically on this stool over here because I broke the last one. It's fine. Who is the guy? All right, I'm already giving you half the answer there because I know it's a guy. Who's the guy who invented January 1st as the reigning end of the new year?
Wow, that's a good one.
Dick Clark?
Dick Clark. Really?
Dick Clark, good Lord.
Yeah, in case the upper brass is listening, I'm more than happy to sub in on a trivia night show in case Bill's a little bit under the weather. Yes, the guy you want to know?
Sure.
January 1st.
Yeah.
Julius Caesar.
Wow.
He's the person responsible for picking January 1 as the reigning in of the new year.
Now, let me ask you something. This is, did you by chance let maybe a couple people read through your trivia questions before you did them tonight?
I did consult about two sources.
Okay, good.
No, the order is to get a barometer reading of the hard versus easy.
Good. Okay. That is the one thing that I have discovered. If you do trivia questions that end up being too hard, man, everybody will be drunk after the second round.
Well, they'll turn on you quick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll be like, what, mulligan limit my rear end? And they'll get really upset. And it becomes the whole thing.
Get mad.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? You mentioned Dick Clark. What year did Dick Clark launch his New Year's Rockin' Eve?
Hmm.
We'll get you. 1962?
Come on, man. Oh, I think it's before that, isn't it?
Before that, no, I think it's like 75.
Wow.
1966.
You guys would fail on an epic level at a Joe Hipperson trivia night. It was 1972.
What? Didn't you say 1972?
I said 75.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said 75.
1972, Joe.
Thanks, Bill. You are the king of trivia, and I'll throw you one more. One more, and that's it. All right? If you're in Italy, what color underwear do you wear on New Year's Day in order to perfect you into ultimate... Basically, what color underwear do people in Italy wear as a ritual to get good luck when they ring in the new year January 1st?
Red?
Yeah, I was going to say
there
red.
There we go. Red. All right, so the people are going to the trivia night that I'm hosting for the
Grubel
family.
Three freebies right there.
It's at a Union Electric call at Elizabeth and Hampton tonight at 7. I think they're completely sold out. I mean, it's like standing room only, which is really wild. I'm definitely digging it. I'm sweating, you know, working a crowd that big.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
You know the thing
about trivia nights? I get really nervous in front of people, and I've done a few.
You picture
them
in red underwear?
No, I've done a few of those where I read the questions and stuff. The thing is, they don't really pay attention to you. So it's, you get over that real fast because they're all talking. You give the question and they're all talking and they're just looking at you like, come on, you know.
They're just worried about the question.
Yeah, they don't care.
I see. I think Bill and I realize that when we're hosting trivia nights, I mean, people gravitate just to the voice.
I don't show up unless they're going to pay attention to me. Yeah. That's the only reason I go.
I mean, Bill's one of those guys that has that projector there, but it doesn't show the question. It just shows his face while he's reading the question, so it's all good. I plan on doing the same thing, actually, tonight. All right, so there you go. If you're going to that event, you got three answers in the bag. Hopefully you wrote them down. If it comes to what you want to do this weekend, you know, there's really barely anything in the new film area. I mean, movies have been released limited. Now they're officially getting their wide release. So if you haven't seen it yet, yes, War Horse blows, and it is available for you to watch in a movie theater if you really want to see
an epic horse movie. I heard people liked that movie.
No, I loved it.
It's a long movie.
I've heard it's slow.
You just not like horses?
I'm not a big fan of the horse.
No?
I get really weirded out if I have a carrot in my hand and I go and put it towards the horse mouth. The way that the lips just kind of vibrate. There's a weird vibration with the lips, and then those giant chompers just kind of, it's so awkward to feed a horse.
Yeah, just make sure your palm is flat.
No, you see, horses aren't cool because if you really
velvet horse mouth?
Stare at a horse.
What about if you have oats in your hands?
Listen, dude. You stare at a horse in the eyes, I'm telling you, you'll feel like Quint and Jaws, man. Looking at the great white eyes. I'm telling you, great white shark eyes, horse eyes, almost the same thing for me. Cats, snakes, same eyes as well. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That's the way I see things. That's the way they are. Another film that you might want to check out this weekend is called The Darkest Hour. This is an alien invasion movie that is beyond weak and beyond lame. We've got a bunch of kids in Moscow, and they're having a great, huge party. Everything goes chaotically wrong, and now there's aliens that nobody can see, which is done before in a movie called Predator, a whole lot better. And you've basically got a weak PG-13 just phone-in alien movie. It's just kind of sad. I will say, though, although it wasn't the greatest movie of all time, a film you might not have checked out yet, The Adventures of Tintin might not be a great film, mm-hmm. but the best CGI animated film as far as special effects, the effect of CGI animation, it is the absolute best film I've ever seen using CGI animation. Directed by Steven Spielberg, produced by Peter Jackson. I mean, the music from John Williams is almost like you're watching Raiders of the Lost Ark all over again. Wow. Tintin, not a great film as far as, you know, the story and all that stuff, but if you just want to just watch a spectacle, brilliant.
That's what Dawn said. She said they've perfected the eyes, because remember they had the problem.
Those zombie dead eyes,
yes,
man.
Yes, in Polar Express, but she said it's different now. They have more life in them.
The eyes are perfected. Everything's great. Story's a bit weak. Daniel Craig is the standout, in my opinion, as far as voice acting is concerned. He's the villain voice in the movie, and it's great because if you really listen, you can tell it's Daniel Craig. That way it's not distracting, like James Bond's a bad guy or something, so it works. So Tintin, good movie. I say kids 10 and up will hold their attention. Kids 10 and below will get very bored. I know from personal experience, just putting that one out there for you. If you want to do some fun New Year's Eve activities, I have a couple of options for you. Thank God.
Hey, did you, by the way, this is inside, did you see there was a piece of paper over there?
I know, okay, Dan. I'll plug what you need me to plug, man. I'll take care of it.
Mr. Smooth.
I know. Mr. Smooth.
Yes, he is. Okay, so look, if you tie one on New Year's Eve and you need to do something on New Year's Day to break the sober, you know, just basically sober yourself up. I mean, Bill, you're going to go on a bender, right, New Year's Eve. You're just going to get completely smashed.
I'm sorry. I've already started. Nice. I've started.
All right, so if you're in need of a hangover cure, I got something for you on January 1. That would be on Sunday. It is the Hope Animal Rescue's Polar Plunge. Check it out, man.
No, that's where you jump in the cold water?
Yes, the Alton Marina. Alton Marina on 1 Henry Street in Alton, Illinois, under the Clark Bridge. All animal lovers with giant hearts and very high temperatures are allowed to wade in the Mississippi River, all for the sake of pets who are looking for a permanent home. You can donate to jump in, but in order to be considered a real polar plunger, and to get your free hot chocolate, you have got to go all the way under. Everyone that participates, of course, is thanked in huge ways by Hope Rescues. For information, go to HopeRescues.com. A polar plunge, a perfect hangover cure. Oh, on New Year's Eve, a few options. I've mentioned things that are a bit risque before, so why not? How about a burlesque festival on New Year's Eve? The Beggar's New Year's Eve Ball. It's got some burlesque stuff, some vaudeville stuff, a whole lot of really cool performances. It's all happening at the Casa Loma Ballroom. Doors are at 9 p.m. on Saturday. At 3 a.m. is pretty much when they're going to ask you to go home or sober up or get a cab or whatnot. Tickets are $59 per person to get in. Of course, they're going to give you a really nice champagne toast. There's a breakfast buffet. The beautiful Casa Loma Ballroom is where you can get the Beggar's New Year's Eve Ball. Now, something is also interesting on New Year's Eve. You do realize we're entering 2012. Now, Bill said 2012. I'm going to be a 2012 guy. I'm not going to be a 1,000 per year.
Were you a 2011 guy?
Yeah, it's easier. 2011. 2011. It's just too hard, man. It's just too much going on. So, as we all know, in December of 2012, the world will end tragically. We all know that we're all destined to die. We're not going to make it another year. It's a shame. The Mayans predicted this. They're absolutely correct. So, in order to ring in 2012 and the Mayan prophecy, I have the Flying Mayan. The Flying Mayan New Year's Eve Ball. It's happening at the Atomic Cowboy this New Year's Eve. This is where everybody can get together and celebrate the fact that the Mayan calendar is referring to the great New Year's Eve ending of the great cycle, which is what's going down right now. They got DJs, photo booths, a whole lot of really cool stuff. All their drinks are Mayan themed, which is very interesting. A midnight champagne toast, there's a huge big countdown, blah blah blah, and of course a breakfast buffet. Best part, admission absolutely free. So you can go to a cool place, you know, like the Casa Loma Ballroom. That's neat, but it's like $60 to get in. You're gonna get the same stuff here and celebrate the impending doom of this entire earth, and you can do it for free if you go to the Atomic Cowboy on New Year's Eve.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Also on New Year's Eve, let's not forget we have Random Acts at the Halfway House. Isn't that correct, Dan? That's the plug, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, did you get that piece of paper Dan put down there?
Yes, this is me saying that I intended to say Random Acts will be at the Halfway House on Michigan. That'll be at 10 p.m. on New Year's Eve. Other things you can do, like tonight. Oh, I should just start rapping. And last but not least, I'll go ahead and do some concerts to end it out, Bill. You want to be there?
No, that's fine with me.
You just do have my number so you can call me tomorrow, right? So we can hang out.
I'm sorry, who are you?
What? So tonight you've got I've started getting a hit off of Bill's flask since he's started ringing in early. Deny the Gravity at the Firebird tonight over at Lemons. Black Bears will be on stage. The Wandering Madman with Sex, Drugs, and Lies will be over at Blueberry Hill tonight. Maggie O'Brien's has Bangers and Mash. Bug Chasers over at Off-Broadway. The Big O, interesting, will be at Cicero's this evening. Tomorrow night, New Year's Eve night, a couple of shows you might want to check out if, unfortunately, you try and get to Random Access. Totally sold out. Saturday, we've got Umphrey's McGee over at the pageant. Devin Allman's Honey Tribe is at Blueberry Hill. Cicero's has Not Waving But Drowning. Awesome band, by the way. The Union Electric will be at CBGB's. Jason and the Punk Necks will be at the Crack Fox. Man Eating Tiger is at Fubar. Now, there's another, the last band here, I think it's better if I just do it this way. If I wanted to start a group, and I wanted to be very conceited, and I wanted it to be named after me, I would call it the Joe Hipperson Band, right?
Right.
All right, you know, so the Joe Hipperson Band makes sense. My first and last name, the Joe Hipperson Band, the Bill Cleveland Band. So I guess this is this guy's name, and this will be the final band. This is for Saturday night. The Buster Hyman Band will be playing on Saturday night at Lemons. All interesting right. name. I think it's cool that people are doing that, you know, putting it out there. So
that must be German.
I think so. So, yeah, Buster Hyman is his name, and the Buster Hyman Band is playing Saturday night, and that would be at Lemons. I wish everyone a very safe and happy New Year's Eve and a very prosperous 2012 as we all enter the impending doom and the end of this earth as we know it. I'm sorry. You know what? I used to be so much more optimistic, Bill. I'm so sorry. Maybe you should hang out with me on New Year's Eve. Help me find pessimism. Okay? No. Optimism.
Optimism.
Bill, I want you to show me your optimism.
I've got a couch. I got a couch in it. I'll charge you $500 an hour. You can sit down. We'll have a talk.
So you want to hang out with me at night, and you want to charge $500 an hour when we hang out?
You can
at night?
All you can do is
and
sit
it involves
you can
a couch.
You can sit on the couch. No, I'm not sitting on there with you.
You just
let's, just
watch.
Wrap, let's just you wrap just it up.
This is sick.
Let's wrap,
all right,
wrap
I'm
it
out.
Up.
You guys have a great New Year's Eve. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right.
Take care, guys.
All right, Joe.
See you, Joe.
End of the world talk. That's always good times.
On the Mayans.
Yeah.
It's Joe Hipperson. Ian and I visited that. They visited the ruins in Mexico, the Mayans ruins.
Yes.
Cool. Really? It was really cool.
Chichen Itza.
Yeah.
That was Joe Hipperson. He's brought to you by Oric. Oric.com is the website. And a happy New Year's Eve to this guy right here, John Londoff. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. How are you all today?
We are great.
Good, John.
I want to help Dan enunciate his words.
Oh, my goodness.
What? My guest.
Dan talks, kind of, he's a little mumble jumble today, Danny.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, that can't be. He's a professor at a broadcast school.
Let me pronounce Todd's last name, our service advisor.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I already told you four times.
Heffernan.
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 And then I'm trying to, because Todd was in here wishing Heffernan. Me a happy new year, and so Dan's going, Heffernan then. Heffernan then. And he like pronounced it five different ways, four different times. I'm like, it's Heffernan. And then
that's
you know what his
say...
comeback to me was?
No.
Washington Elizabeth.
Oh, ask him to say medicinal.
Medicinal.
I don't really want to talk about Dan. I don't know if I want to talk about Dan longer. I had to remind Dan that, you know, I am the customer. I'm the client here.
That's right.
That's true.
Right. You're always right.
Nothing but respect.
Yeah. I know.
How's that go? You snorted.
When I'm talking to Frank. Nothing but respect.
You snorted.
That meant that I thought I said something really funny. Or you said something really funny. That's okay. That's all right to be funny. How's everything? What about this wind today?
I know. It's brutal.
Well, we'll take it. It could be 10 degrees outside.
Absolutely.
Yep. Warm
I
wind.
Put, like, extra gel in my hair to keep it from blowing on.
Yeah, Dan, too. You should see it. Haven't
yeah.
moved all
it
day.
It doesn't matter. No, I don't have. I have product.
I had
in
an
my
itch
hair.
On my arm, and he rubbed product. His hair on it.
You what?
Nothing. Never mind.
Where did
itch.
That come from?
I don't know.
She's
you know,
my
that's
hair stiff.
Wrong. That's wrong. But we are, first of all, Happy New Year's to everyone. And obviously be very safe tomorrow. But what's great is we're open late tonight here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And I got to say, maybe it's the weather. The economy is coming back. Interest rates are at 2 and 3% with some great credit. A lot of finance companies are now fighting over customers that, you know, a few years ago, they would maybe turn their backs on, and now they're out loaning money. This is a good December. And a lot of it has to do, of course, to the unbelievable AM and the PM listeners that are flocking to the dealership every day. I can't even tell you how many vehicles that we've sold today. But our thank you to Frank Jacobs with the IBEW, International Brotherhood of Electric Workers, and they bought 11 Chevy Malibus because obviously we're a big supporter of unions, and over half the folks that work here at Gunnigal and Chipotle are in labor. And our
technicians. Oh, they're having babies?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
She started
celebrating.
You
know what I like? Is, you know, I'm on a roll. I'm trying to be serious, and I know that's probably a mistake.
Yes.
To be serious on this program.
Never a good idea here.
So I'll just drop trying to be serious. And what was that, Tina? You're going into labor?
No, you said all your guys were in labor.
I thought you said you were going into labor.
No, it's impossible. I was driving down 270, and I saw your place, and I thought, wow, that it must be really odd to drive up to a building and see your name gigantically in lights on it.
Oh, you drove by, and you didn't come inside?
It, but you were closed. It was late on it. Like
she was going
night.
Into labor, for God's sakes.
That's funny. But, well, maybe one of these days when we're open, since we're open about,
what,
like,
I
don't know, 80 hours a week, Monday through Saturday from service and sales, you could, you know, come say hello.
Okay.
You can take us to lunch. We'll all come over.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's it. You'll do anything for a free lunch, won't
Boy,
you?
He always brings up lunch.
Darn
lunch
right.
With you every time you mention him.
Well, going to lunch with John is fun. I mean,
and free for you, apparently.
Yeah.
That's why it's so fun.
Yeah. It's not so fun for John. He's
kind of got a point. It is a little more fun. You don't have to pay for it.
Is this the week you leave the car in the garage at Frank's house? Because he said he was really kind of expecting it at Christmas, but it wasn't there.
No.
You should leave, like, some old
clunker. No, this is not the week that we leave the car. But you know who is fun to have lunch with or have any meal or really have any long, you know, conversation, I mean, one-on-one is Frank. I mean, he's a riot. And so we get together.
He's not here. You don't have to say that.
Yeah, we've had lunch with him before.
He's not here. He's not listening. You know,
I didn't say anything about him being handsome. I said he's a lot of fun.
He said you were handsome.
Okay, well, he's not bad looking then. You know, especially if the lighting's not that good. But,
man, we're recording this.
No, okay. John's the client.
Believe me, the only way I can get away with this is that he's not on the other end of the line here because he would obviously talk me, back into the chair. So,
hey, we're jumping right in, too.
Yeah, I know, I see that. But, really, it's been a great year. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, again, the year 2011 for General Motors goes through Tuesday evening. So we're going to be open Monday. We're going to be open till 9 o'clock tonight, tomorrow till 5, and then all day Monday from probably about 9 to 7, 9 to 8, depending on how busy we are, and then all day Tuesday and open late Tuesday night. So GM Chevy want us to sell more Chevy cars and trucks, so come and see us. I guarantee you a great time, a fun time, buying a car or truck, new or pre-owned. We've got a lot of cars in stock, a lot of cars and trucks.
All right.
Any questions for me from the panel?
Any questions? I don't know.
No.
Maybe a phone number? Yeah, what's the phone number there?
Well, that would be a question.
Mm-hmm. That would be a question.
Did you propose it in the
question? And a website, too. Do you have a website?
I do have a website.
I'd like to hear the phone number first.
Phone number first is 314-837-1800. 837-1800. 24/7, 365. Mary Beth Tedesek and the crew at lawndoff.com.
All right.
Okay. Nice.
Beautiful.
Hang on. Any more questions?
Where are you located again?
Ronnie, are we good?
It is Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Wow, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was awesome.
So what word can Dan not say?
Hendrinden.
No, Heffrolin.
Heffrolin.
No, there was another word that Tina brought up. What about, let me hear you
say it. He tried to say medicinal marijuana, but he said municipal.
this was at a doctor's.
He was trying to tell a joke.
Christmas party. I was trying to tell a joke, and I screwed the whole thing up instead of saying medicinal.
That doesn't sound like
it. What are you doing? I mean, you know, really, that's what you do for a living. I mean, you kind of make people laugh, and you're kind of a comedian, and you are...
What?
You don't finish a joke.
A comedian?
That was...
Oh, he finished.
That was part of the joke. Stumbling through it was funnier than me actually doing the real joke.
Wow. Maybe we better end this now.
Yeah, you're pretty funny right now, Dan.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, listen, kids, Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you for everything you do for the folks at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, and thanks to all your great listeners. We love them. A lot of fun.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Happy New Year, John. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dan, a comedian? Did he say he was a comedian?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I have to look into that. All right, let's take a break. Back in a moment. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, with your KTRS, what is it? Wait, Golden Oakland traffic.
Well, you have started
some sort of traffic.
Tim Weiland.
It's what labor pains do, don't they?
You're not flying. Too windy, eh?
No, but we're off early.
Oh, that's right.
We're off
at 5:30.
I'm off earlier than you. I go 5:06, then I'm out of here. Not much going on the highways, I'll tell you that. We have just a little bit of slow traffic on eastbound 270, and that's between Lindbergh and 170, and that's, well, now they've changed it from 170 up to New Florissant. Due to an earlier accident, that should be thinning out rather quickly. And on northbound 270, just a little heavy in those two right lanes from Dorset up through Highway 70, and that's all due to an earlier accident also. This traffic report is brought to you by Chevy. This holiday, Chevy's giving more. More savings, more vehicles, with more of what you want. Hurry in to get the best savings of the season before January 3rd. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here, and on my show this New Year's weekend, life coach Jill Farmer weighs in on the number one New Year's resolution most of us make. I'll give you a hint. My other guests are area fitness experts Jeremy and Jeff and their 30-day weight loss challenge, and Whole Foods chef Chad Sarno offers tips to eat healthier without breaking the bank. Jump on the bandwagon. We'll slim down together.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu, presented every Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
This year marks Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday. What a great way for us to celebrate it here in St. Louis with this amazing musical.
Stephen Wolf, Artistic Director of The Rep, previewing the Stephen Sondheim musical, Sunday in the Park with George.
When the painting comes together, it is one of the most glorious moments in modern musical theater, I believe.
Inspired by the life of George Surratt, this unique, inventive musical is one of the most acclaimed shows of our time.
One of the exciting things about working in our particular theater is working in the Thrust Stage. The three-dimensionality of the painting comes through.
The Pulitzer Prize-winning Sunday in the Park with George plays January 4th through the 29th.
How exciting to be the first show of 2012, because it's about finding direction for yourself, and we couldn't be better served by this miraculous musical.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Sunday in the Park with George, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website at thomasstairs.com, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Are you a man facing divorce? If so, listen carefully. Divorce affects all areas of your life, financially, emotionally, and mentally. It changes the relationship that you have with your children, perhaps even more than you think. My name is Joe Cordell. Our firm works hard to protect the interests of men during the process. We represent men like you who want to protect their financial interests and the relationship that they have with their kids. Everyone involved in a divorce is affected by the breakup of the family. Cordell & Cordell seeks to help you through this difficult time and to ensure your rights are protected, so that then you can move on with your life.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at cordellcordell.com. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Caring for the patient and family experiencing a terminal illness is traumatic. It takes its toll, but Pathways Community Hospice can help. At Pathways, emphasis is placed on improving the quality of life through compassionate support and care. Pathways enables patients to live as fully and comfortably as possible by ministering to their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs, as well as to the needs of their loved ones. Pathways' team of highly qualified caring professionals knows the special needs of the patient and family. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to listen, support, and help both patient and family through the most difficult times. Pathways Community Hospice, enhancing the quality of life with skilled hands and loving hearts. 636-733-7399. Pathways Community Hospice, 636-733-7399.
Northwest Ontario Fishing is the ultimate fishing vacation for St. Louis. Northwest Ontario Fishing is fun, adventure, and excitement. Northwest Ontario Fishing is priced like no other time before. Value, excitement, convenience, and an easy drive. See them January 6th through the 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center with free parking.
Northwest Ontario, there's no place like this.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road in a distant land.
I used to have this on a cassette. I recorded it off a radio station when I was a little kid. I played it over and over and over. I love this song. Coming up after 5 o'clock, we'll do our weekly trivia segment. Who do you trust? That's on the way. This woman in New Jersey. You guys have probably heard about this lady. Her name's Donna Simpson. She's just left the state of New Jersey for a long time. Maybe not a long time, but long enough. She had a webcam, and people could tune in, and the webcam was pointed into her kitchen. And men would watch the webcam, and they paid $19 a month to watch her eat.
Oh, yes. Oh. Right. She was really, really big.
She was 600 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh.
And people from all over the country, around the world, in fact, one of the guys mentioned in this particular story was from Germany and actually sent a credit card to this woman, this Donna Simpson, so that she could buy food.
Oh, my goodness.
He sent the credit card to her with specific instructions. Buy pizzas, Chinese food, and other takeout. He wanted to watch this woman and got off knowing that she was getting fatter and fatter on the camera. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. She said she got men from all over the country to send her money to buy food, and they that was their sort of fetish, I guess.
She earned a living doing that?
Yeah. Well,
of course.
Sounds like it.
Now, she's not the one that wanted to get up to 1,000 pounds. Is that something
different,
this
doesn't.
Right?
No, she didn't say she wanted to get up to 1,000 pounds, but they just that was her shtick. That's what she did. She had the camera in the kitchen, and she would eat, and men just wanted to watch her eat. What on earth is wrong with these
people? It's a strange fetish.
It's very interesting, too, those women that size, usually the men they're with are weigh about 120 pounds. Yeah, that's
well, I'm about 120 pounds. Yeah. No, I'm not 120 pounds, but just for the record, I'm not interested in the 600 pound lady.
Need the website,
yeah, we've
huh?
seen what you're interested in.
Yeah, yes, you have. So she's now left. She's closed up her webcam, and you cannot watch her anymore.
Oh.
She said, "I know, very disappointed." So this is going to be my New Year's Eve activities.
But she's made all her money.
She's made up her money, and she's actually now she says she's lost about 85 pounds, and she's turned off the webcam. Says she wants to join a gym and
What?
And start walking and becoming a little more healthy.
She should put the webcam back on then for people who want to watch her lose weight.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, now have it. Have the webcam with her at the gym.
She said she realized that I was their big fantasy. Here I was getting bigger and bigger, and they had their wives, kids, picket fence, and a perfect house, but they loved watching me eat. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That is pretty unbelievable.
It is.
So I'm looking through the list of celebrities that died over the year, 2011. We'll go through a few of these here.
Amazing when you go all the way back to think that those people died this
year. We'll start Kim Jong-il.
That's a good one.
Start Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier died. Here you go. Andy Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
That was a weird deal. He retired, and then like 2 weeks later, kicked the bucket.
Didn't get to get to enjoy it too
Elizabeth
much.
Taylor.
Well, it's a little tough when you're
90. I'll handle the list. I've got the list here.
Oh, you're stepping on toes.
That's right. Dan Weldon, you know who that is? The race car driver?
No. You
remember
that? Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Weldon. And that fiery crash, it was... I can never get the races straight. There's all the IndyCar, there's the NASCAR, there's the I don't know them all, but he was one of them, and man, I actually was watching that afternoon for whatever reason, and that he made that turn and that just, man, what a mess, and they did say, I think they just came out recently and said that he just basically died instantly. I mean, so but still, that was very sad. Steve Jobs, yeah. that was interesting. All the stuff that came out about him immediately after he had died, and so Steve, Amy Winehouse, Mike Evans talked about that a little bit yesterday. That was sad.
I just recently heard. I never really heard any of her music, and I just recently heard some of her music, and actually, it's not bad. She had a great voice.
I really only knew the one song about the rehab, the rehab song. Betty Ford, Peter Falk,
Columbo,
Columbo.
Pod me. Am I bothering you?
You are. Yes, you're bothering me.
Am I bothering you? Pod me.
You are bothering me.
I always did that on Columbo.
James Arness.
Yeah.
Jack Kevorkian. Not really a celebrity, but a well-known name. Macho Man Savage.
Yeah.
Randy Savage.
That was a shocker.
Oh,
yeah. Miss Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth die?
She died earlier.
Boy, there's been a... He lived pretty old, though, for wrestlers. But a lot of them dropped dead in their 40s. No, Macho Man was maybe 60-something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think he was in the 60s.
Late 50s.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Elizabeth Taylor, as Tina mentioned. Geraldine Ferraro. Do you know who she was?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was a vice presidential candidate.
First woman to run as a vice presidential candidate. And this guy, let's see if you know who he is. Lynn Lesser. Do you know who that is?
No.
I bet you all know who this is. You're fans of Seinfeld, right? You know Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah. He was Uncle Leo.
Uncle Leo.
Lynn Lesser. And then he was on the Everybody Loves Raymond show.
He was?
Yeah. He was Ray's uncle. I think he was Ray's uncle. Maybe he wasn't Ray's uncle. He was a friend of Peter Boyle's character.
Frank
Barone. Yeah, and every time that they were in the room together, he'd say, "Ray's here," and he'd get all excited. But there are some of the folks who... passed away in 2011, and I guess they'll do I guess the Oscars is when they do their big annual list. They have the big video of all those folks. And I don't have the Siri phone. I don't have an iPhone. I guess you have to have the iPhone to have the Siri, right?
Yes.
I've got the Android phone. Well, this 12-year-old kid stumbled on a Siri phone. And is it called this? Is it just iPhone with Siri? Is that what it is?
It's the iPhone 4S, and Siri is the app.
Okay. So I don't really understand exactly how he stumbled on this, but a 12-year-old boy is playing with the phone, this particular phone, and there's some sort of an app that had to be on it, and he started messing with it, and so he asked Siri something, all right, and... the phone shouted back. He told the 12-year-old to shut the F up. That's what the phone said back to the kid.
Siri got fed up
in the middle of the
right asking me questions.
Right in the middle of the supermarket that these people were in. This was over in the United Kingdom, of course. And it said the phone was a demo version of this particular app that they had on it, but caused Siri to so
yeah.
That's not good. That's familiar. I don't know why. I know a lot of people like that. I don't get it. I don't need to talk to the phone.
Is that the one that just answers all kinds of questions?
Yeah, but I mean,
it's
I just,
it's.
I guess the people that have it like
it's progressive
it, but
technology. I mean, a lot of stuff is going to go that way eventually.
Oh, goody. All right, let's take a break. Don't forget, we're doing trivia after 5 o'clock today, and we are off a little bit early for Mizzou. What are they doing?
Basketball.
Basketball. Sorry. I was going to say football, but that's over, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be back in a few. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time to check in with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oaklanding traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Well, things are looking pretty good on the highways, Tina. You've got no problems on southbound 270, westbound 40, just a little bit heavy from 270 through Mason. That's about it. North 170, or north 270, that's cleared out between Dorset and 70. Eastbound 270, that's a good run now from McDonald to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Got no problems coming into downtown and looking good on westbound 70 all the way out through O'Fallon. This traffic report is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cash back offer. Hurry to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550, and Happy New Year's, guys.
The McGraw Show.
Joining us is MSNBC political honcho Chris Matthews.
McGraw, thanks for having me on.
Weekday mornings at 6.
He's out with a brand new book, Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero.
The Big 550.
His one great flaw was women.
His bad health and women. I think his bad health was probably a bigger problem at that point because he had had the terrible back problems. He had last rights at 47, 51, 54. Last rights three times by his early 30s.
KTRS.
Solar power is fast becoming the renewable energy efficiency standard. Here's how solar energy can work for you.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing is now providing customers with a complete line of solar roof panels for residential and commercial roofs. You can depend on Frederick Roofing to help you choose the best solar roof system to reduce your utility bills. There are now new government incentives to save you up to 50% on the cost of solar panel roofing installation. If you're ready to lower your utility bills and your carbon footprint while increasing your property value, consider a clean power plan from Frederick Roofing. You can sign up online at www.4asolarroof.com. That's www.4asolarroof.com.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Football is back. And so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back. So get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A one-pound T-bone steak with fries. It's just $9.99. Tonight only at Yacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a delicious one-pound T-bone steak and fries. Just $9.99 tonight only at Yacovelli's Restaurant in Florissant. Online at yacovellis.com.
Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com.
Peon's bringing out all the good songs for a New Year's Eve here. Spinning the hits over there. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Here is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
No, it's on the phone.
Hi, Bill.
Dan.
How are you?
Dan, I'm great, sir. How are you? Happy New Year.
Same to you guys. Hope you guys have a good weekend. And I just have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good idea for them to play Bradford this weekend? I know it's like a 3-day pregame for the Rams.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we know that.
Pregame starts, I want to say, in an hour or so.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
my bad. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
No problem.
I got the gun there.
Yeah.
So,
fine.
Have a little bit of year.
No.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks, Dan. Oh, this is the greatest audience ever. Yeah, now we he did bring up an interesting thing. You think that that coach will be back?
They were saying the other day that he will.
I can't believe
they were saying Spagnuolo will be back, which is unbelievable.
Is that John Gruden rumor? Is that already squashed? Because that was floating around a couple
days ago. That Gruden
was
coming here?
Yeah.
But man, I don't know. I'd rather have Gruden than Spagnuolo.
What a deal, though, to have a losing season after losing season. And
he's only won 10 games.
Still get paid.
Wow.
Spagnuolo has won 10 games in the 3 years.
What's that? We've only won losing season after losing season?
We still get paid.
Yeah, why not? All right. Coming up after 5 o'clock, we'll do our big trivia segment. Who do you trust? That's our trivia game, which, by the way, I should probably mention now, next Friday I'm taking Friday off, so I won't be here.
Oh.
And what? So I don't know if we'll have trivia next Friday.
How is that possible?
No, Frank will be here.
Yes, Frank Opinion, it says right here, is filling in for me next Friday.
No way.
This is the strangest thing. You won't be here either?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
They might as well just shut the station down.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm leaving, too.
Shannon is right here. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
And I'm AM into PM.
Of course you are. Hallelujah.
I've got a sports question. If Albert Pujols someday makes it to the Hall of Fame, what jersey will he wear?
Will he go in as a Cardinal? I don't know. You know,
I think he has his own.
He'll have a choice, right? Yeah, he'll have a choice.
I heard they traded.
It won't be the team he might have done the most far or with, or.
It depends. I mean, he could go in as a. I think Mark McGwire played a lot with the. Is McGwire? No, McGwire's not in the Hall of Fame though.
No.
All right, I was just thinking of that.
It's his choice.
All right, it is his choice.
Thank you, Shannon. All right. So he gets to choose.
Yes. Yeah, because I know Gary Carter played a lot of years with the Montreal Expos and then the New York Mets, so I can't remember which one he went in as. So there are a couple players that, yeah, had to choose. They had two long stretches for different teams.
That'd be a good – I'd love to go, like, to the Hall, to Cooperstown and stuff.
That'd be a fun trip.
Right? How about a road trip?
There you go.
All of us. Well, not Dan. Mm-hmm. But us through Dan. We'll let Dan drive the car.
I don't think I want that.
Oh, yeah. I agree with Dan.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't want that.
On second thought, no. Coming up at 5:30, it'll be the pregame show, so we are going to be out of here just a little bit early today. So I'll have a Mizzou bat. That's another thing I'd love to do, go see a Mizzou bat. I've never seen a Mizzou basketball game. As you can tell, folks, I lead a very, very sheltered life.
Yeah,
a lot of things.
What's wrong?
A lot of things that I just...
You've got to get out of Crestwood once in a while.
Crestwood, yeah. They're nearly knocking my mall down over there.
I know.
Crestwood Mall.
Hey, somebody just called and said that Major League Baseball decides.